In the Bible, Balaam's donkey saw an angel of the Lord standing in the road and wanted to avoid going that way because he sensed something bad was going to happen, so he changed directions. Again, the angel is seen two more times, and the donkey avoids him by changing directions. Balaam doesn't understand why the donkey reacted in a manner that was avoiding his request to go in another direction, and each time beat him. Then all of a sudden, the donkey speaks. My first thoughts are, wow, the Lord used a donkey to get Balaam to go in another direction due to unforeseen circumstances. I felt sorry for the donkey. He had to endure pain since Balaam didn't fully trust the Lord to realize there was a reason behind his donkey's lack of obedience. Why are we so quick to judge and discipline without giving the benefit of doubt to that person or animal's dependability? Take a moment to think about how many times the Lord tried to guide you in another direction by placing roadblocks or someone close didn't respond the way expected or provided something you needed. I'm sure you were upset about it and thought, Lord, I prayed for this door to open and it's still shut. How many times have you received directions while reading the Word of God, or during prayer time you hear a confirmation or an action comes to mind that will place you in a specific scenario? Or a preacher, teacher, friend, or family member shares something out of the ordinary and you don't listen. When we listen, we respond, we hesitate, and confirm the Spirit before moving forward. How many times have you moved forward when things didn't feel at peace, and then negative actions happened and you wondered why? Are you listening with your heart, mind, soul, or with your natural ears? There is a difference. God speaks to our soul, our heart, and mind. The more we listen and respond, our confidence level increases, we receive peace that passes all understanding, and we move forward. He never tells us anything to do that will go against His word. That's how you confirm and test the spirits, by knowing His word. When doors close, we get angry because we've prayed so much for them to open. But also keep in mind, your prayer included, "Thy will be done." And that's why doors closed. It's not His will for you to walk through those doors. Stop blaming Him for the consequences of your disobedience. Learn to listen and follow His leading. He speaks more than you hear.